You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Yes, 2019. I'm Kathy Quinn, our very first show of the year. So excited to get it going again this year. You can hear it on this radio station every single Sunday from 6:30 to 7. And, of course, then during the week, I'm on Fox 4. If there's ever anything you want to find out about or learn about, let me know. It's Kathy.Quinn at Fox4KC.com. All right, so this weekend, we're going to find out about Union Station. They're going to be celebrating this year their 20th year of reopening. And, boy, they've done a great job. We'll get a rundown. I'll try to find out what's going on there this year so you can figure out what to do down there with your family. So much fun. We're going to have Andrina Byrne on the radio today. Yes, that is my daughter, and usually she's our associate producer here. Well, she's got some good news for us. It involves Sundance Film Festival. Let's start off the new year with new things that are going on at Union Station, of course. Been around for many, many years, the historical Union Station. Michael Trude is joining me now. He is the chief of marketing over there, and wow, can you believe 2019 is already here?
I know. You know, we every day, every weekend, filled with just nonstop fun and family events, capped off with a record-setting New Year's Eve here, both in Science City and then our swinging New Year's Eve on New Year's Eve, of course, with Dave Stevens, another sellout.
Wow.
And here we are. It's a new year, and we're not stopping.
And you're not stopping. In fact, when I saw you this week, earlier this week, you were putting up the big red banner of Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs, indeed. I mean, how exciting. It goes from one crescendo to the other in this city, and that's so cool. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, we put up the two side banners for the Chiefs to cheer them on into the playoffs. And as we discussed, we got a few surprises up our sleeves, too. So we're going to continue to amp up our enthusiasm for their season and our community's love of the team. And, you know, we'll see how far they go. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
And, you know, Michael, you've been there 5 years now. This place has so much history for people who don't understand Union Station and know that it was almost a dead duck. And then all of a sudden it has come back to life, and life it has been given. Unbelievable. You guys, What was it? What do you think the secret was, Mr. Chief of Marketing?
You know, the secret was a number of things, and it started the big turnaround, of course, was the rescue of the station and the reopening in 1999, and then, you know, went through some tough years trying to find its footing, and with bringing George Costello on board and him bringing his team on board and really taking a ground-up approach to rethinking how this needs to operate as a business was a major turning point. And now, of course, those plans have become reality, and it's a phenomenal success story. As a matter of fact, and a big date, and I'll jump toward the end of 2019, November 7th is going to be the mark of 20 years since the station reopened. So, man, time flies, doesn't it?
Okay, put me down for live shots on the 7th.
Live shots from the top of Union Station. Kathy Quinn.
Let's do it. People don't know. Okay, Union Station is a working train station, first of all.
It is. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, I'm full of statistics, so you're talking to the right guy if you want to win at Union Station Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
Right now, in the country, Union Station is the second largest operating train station. That's by total square foot, only behind Grand Central Station. So, yeah, we've got lots of fun claims, don't we?
Wow. Well, I mean, so much has gone on at Union Station over the 104-year history. Gosh, and then having George there as well, what is so interesting, his father, you know, celebrated, I believe, his 100th birthday there a little while back. And, I mean,
he did.
Just having the families who his father probably used the train many times. I know my father came home from Christmas from serving in the war, World War II. He came by train to come home. I mean, just you get that feeling when you walk into the train station that many, you know, wonderful hellos and maybe some sad goodbyes and so much goes on. And now it's living again. There's Science City. I'm going on and on. You know, I love it. but there's so much. There are things that people don't even see. There are businesses that are there too.
Yeah, I mean, for some of our guests, they are regular, everyday tenants. This is, you know, I would say it's the most beautiful office building in the city. We talk about up in our offices. If you're having a tough day at your desk, just go downstairs, look up at the ceiling, enjoy Grand Hall, take a breath, breathe in the history, and you will instantly feel better. It's the same feeling our guests get. You watch them walk through the front doors or over from Crown Center via the link, and they hit that Grand Hall, and inevitably, I mean, you could sort of count down 3, 2, 1. Their phones are in their hands. It's turned on to the camera mode. They look up and start taking pictures of the ceiling. Their mouth is hanging open. And then, of course, during the holidays, you could hear the kids just squeal. And it's like, wow, this is amazing. And it's amazing year-round. I mean, we just keep reinventing. But the bones of the building are phenomenal. We don't have to work that hard to decorate this place and make it pretty spectacular.
And yeah. I forgot to mention, Michael, my daughter got married there. Totally forgot. I don't know how I forgot that. It was phenomenal.
I don't know either.
And the way you transformed that grand hall, so many different, you know, for Christmas and for the wedding, it was just, wow. It was like royalty.
Yeah.
It was like royalty. So future for Union Station. I know you've got surprises you can't tell me, but what can people expect? I mean, you have wonderful exhibits. That has got to be the backbone also.
Well, the exhibit business and the exhibit priority for us to educate and fascinate Kansas City with what we're able to bring in from the national and international market, that is one of our core attractions for sure. And those rotate. So I'll tell you what, if you want me to give you the quick rundown of 2019, I can give you that.
All right.
There's going to be some surprises, but I can tease you with those.
All right, let's do
it. Does that sound good?
I want to do it, yeah.
All right, I'll kind of go sequentially, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We just announced, as a matter of fact, yesterday, the Dinosaurs Revealed, our current exhibition, that we actually self-produced right here in Kansas City with local experts. Dinosaurs Revealed, we are extending through March 24th. It was originally scheduled to close this Monday, and the turnout has been phenomenal. Over 130,000 people, all 50 states, 7 countries have come to what we're calling a monstrous hit. It will prove to be one of our top exhibits of all time. March 24th, that'll get us through spring break.
Wow.
So the next question is, of course, is, so what's next, Michael?
Exactly.
So
what's next?
This is where I'm going to tease you a little bit. We're going to announce it in March, but we are just this close to inking the final deal on our summer blockbuster exhibition. And that will be in the Bank of America Gallery, of course. That's our exhibition space. And it will be what we're calling the Americas premiere, because this tour has never been in North or South America. It will come directly from Europe. And it will be a journey into one of the most enduring mysteries on the planet. Now, there's a tease for you. Let me continue.
Uh-huh.
It will dig deep into human history, thousands of years. And so when we talk about what are the magic elements of an exhibition, talk about buried treasure, we talk about human history, and conflict, evolution, as far as culturally and from a societal perspective. And, of course, the mystery. It's the story that's yet to be fully told.
Do you have a favorite one yet, Michael?
You know what? I'll tell you. I'm looking around my office right now, and you'd say, Michael, which one is not your favorite? Because I learned so much from every one of the exhibits. And that's partly because, you know, our job is to tell the story before it even opens. So we are diving deep before we even announce these. And I learned so much, and I get jazzed up about it. So I've got a dinosaur tooth on my wall right now. I've got a polished piece of amber with a mosquito on my desk. I've got some dinosaur bone fragments here on my table, on my meeting table. So every one of them excites me. It's fun.
Fun. And you imagine that's your job.
I say it with great humility. I've got the best job in the world, Kathy. This is so much fun.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you know, the community, your customers will keep you honest, that's for sure. And when our product needed to be improved, we heard about it. And the attendance, you know, reflected that, that we still had a ways to go. And now after, 7, 8 years now, almost 9 years of positive cash flow and in the black operations and constant improvement. And I'll tell you, let me give you a couple examples of what's coming up in that category of constant and continual improvement. Beginning January 14th, our 6,000-square-foot model rail experience, which is where the model trains exist at the north end of what we call Grand Plaza, that will close for the first time since it opened in 2011 for a major remodel and refresh. So in that little area alone, 6,000 square feet, over 250,000 visitors annually at a minimum, and we keep pretty close count on those. And then that that number grows exponentially during the holidays when we expand that. So, you know, that's an experience that people love. They bring their kids. They bring their grandparents. They stay in there and watch and listen and learn from the volunteers that build and manage that operation. That will get a major makeover. That will be reopened in time for spring break.
Wonderful.
Spring break, of course, is a big surge season for us. So also opening in time for spring break is the fourth Battle of the Brains. That's our partnership with Burns & McDonnell. What a fabulous partner. They are going to open the Amazing Brain. That'll be in time for spring break. That'll be a 3,500-square-foot all-new exhibit brought to you by Burns & Mac, but dreamed and conceived by the Battle of the Brains winners, which was the CAR Focus program in the Grandview School District.
Oh, so very good. And when is that? When is that? I've got to write that down.
That's going to be in time for spring break. I can't give you an exact date, but, you know, spring break happens middle of the March through the end of the month.
Okay, perfect.
The same time, we're going to open an all-new maker studio in Science City, one of the most popular destinations for that hands-on learning, experimenting, building, fabricating, creating in Science City. Mm-hmm. And that's not a reimagined space. That's an entirely new 2,500 square foot, we're calling purpose built, that will feature fabrication, digital technologies, electronics, fiber, the CNC machine, and 3D printing. So that's going to be an amazing new space in Science City, powered by Burns & McDonnell. I'll have to tell you that. What a phenomenal partner.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then throughout the year, we are working to open by sometime late in the year the huge new early learning initiative in Science City. And that's a 13,000 square feet of dedicated space and programming focused on our youngest learners, so 0 to 7 years old, a total of 35,000 square feet of available space for programming. And that's a huge initiative. We are still in the fundraising mode for that. We're getting very close, but we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. It's about a $7.5 million project. So when you talk about, you know, what's the secret to keeping the audiences engaged and our guests satisfied and our 10,000-member households coming back again and again, it is that reinvestment. It's the reimagining. It's the constant improvement, listening to our customers. And then if you've aged out of Science City, there's still so much to do here and delivering great value. We mentioned the New Year's Swing and Eve. We are becoming one of the most popular dance destinations in Kansas City. And if you're in the dance community, you already know that. But between our USO dance around July 4th, our Gatsby Swing Dance in November, New Year's Eve Swing Dance, and I think we're going to add one or two more this coming year.
Wow.
It's becoming that late night place to come and dance and listen to live music. It's just nonstop excitement.
I just want to know, are you dancing?
I have taken a few lessons. And when we have bar service for those events and I participate, I get a little bit better, or, you know, I'm in denial a little deeper. If I get in the middle of the crowd, Kathy, and no one's watching, I'm a phenomenal dancer, right?
Right. Okay, I got to see that, Michael. We gotta get a date to watch that.
There you go. Come dance with me. There you go.
Excellent. Okay, we're talking to Michael Tritt from Union Station. Thank you for giving us the rundown for 2019. All right, put in your book now, November 7th. Kathy Quinn is doing live shots there for Fox 4, okay?
Absolutely. And please, for your audience, don't forget, we've got a phenomenal world-class planetarium. We've got the Rainier Extreme Screen First Run Movie Theater, got live theater in City State, and Museum of Illusions, Escape Room. It just goes on and on. And so one visit is never going to be enough here.
No.
Just plan to come back again and again and get your membership. That makes it a lot more affordable as well.
Okay, so do they go on the website to find out more about that?
Absolutely. Yep.
What's
the website? Unionstation.org. Click on membership. You'll see all the great benefits.
All right. Michael Tritt, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. We will see you soon.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, honey. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Brothers William and Brandon Cheney service new construction pool companies, pool renovation companies, and private pool owners throughout Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The Cheney Brothers' focus since 2009 has always been to deliver the highest quality plaster, tile, and coping installation services. Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Give them a call, 918-728-1572, or look them up on Facebook, or better yet, ask for one of their satisfied customers. The Cheney Brothers Midwest Plastering. Their focus, customer satisfaction.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to KC Forum. It's Public Affairs with an entertaining spin. And entertaining, did I say entertainment? Yep, I did. Well, all right, so when I finish this show, I always thank associate producer Andrina Byrne. Well, Andrina Byrne happens to be my daughter, who is a very talented young lady, and I must say I'm proud of her because we just found out that a short film that she's involved with is going to be premiering at Sundance, and I have her on the line with me. Hello, Miss Andrina.
Hello, Mother.
How are you, my darling?
I'm great. I love getting to be on this side of our show. It's fun.
I'm very excited. You know, you're my youngest, and you're all, you know, you want to see your kids do well. And so even when I was, you know, your age and all that kind of stuff, which wasn't that long ago, right?
Yeah, I think, what, 2-3 years, something like that.
That's it. Well, what we always like to do is I want to do something that nobody has ever done. Well, guess what? Nobody I know has ever been in Sundance, so congratulations. Explain what you're doing and what the film is.
Yeah, thank you. So the short film we worked on, we completely filmed in Kansas City and Lawrence and surrounding areas, and I produced it, and I also ended up starring in it. That wasn't the original plan, but it worked out perfectly this way. it was a lot of work, and we shot it over about a year, and the short film... Normally, when you think of a short film, the word short is the thing that I listen to, and that makes me think, oh, well, perhaps it wasn't that difficult, or maybe it wasn't that ambitious. But in our case, it was hilariously ambitious because there were over 50 scenes for a 15-minute short. Not even 15 minutes. It's about 14 minutes and 44 seconds, and we all worked tirelessly on it, but it was very well worth it because it was a lot of fun, and our team really gets along well. So it all worked out great.
Let's talk about the team.
Yeah, so the team is made up of the director's name is Christopher Good, and he's a Kansas City local, as well as Jeremy Osborne, who is based out of Lawrence, Kansas. So that's the main proponents, as well as Daniel Bowersox, who's also in Lawrence. And we worked on a short film, all four of us, before, as well as the other actress who is amazing named Tipper Newton. She's based in L.A. But we worked on a short film before that got into Slam Dance. And so we decided
Slam Dance? That's before Sundance.
Slam Dance is another film festival, yes. So that was started by by some people involved in Sundance.
Okay.
And so we got into that before, and so then Chris decided to write another short, and we all decided that we wanted to work on it with him. So that's kind of how it happened.
And, you know, when you talk about working on films, I've been in a couple films, not like you, though, producing and doing all sorts of things and doing this set design and all that kind of stuff. You guys work really, really hard and long, long hours, and you don't make a lot of money. I mean, it's you loved your craft.
Exactly. It's rewarding to get to see something, especially it feels a little bit different because it is on film. Like, you're actually getting to see something, and you're getting to see it over and over again. So you're getting to relive your work and be proud of yourself for how much work you put into it. So even though maybe there's not a lot of money involved in something like that necessarily, it pays off as far as your own ambition and your own pride in yourself and saying, like, wow, okay, so I may have stayed up 20 hours, but it was well worth it because I'm proud of what those 20 hours created.
What do you feel on this one, on Crude Oil? It's called Crude Oil, and how can they look it up? They can look up the trailer.
They can look up the trailer, yes. So if you even just search for Christopher Good online and look up Crude Oil, the teaser trailer premiered on a website called Film Pulse. So it should pop up there.
On Film Pulse. Okay.
Film Pulse. Yep. P-U-L-S-E. But you can, I pretty much feel great about it. It was different from things that I've worked on in the past because I had to have such an higher involvement as far as acting goes. Mm-hmm. So that was different because normally if we're shooting something, I can be working on something on the sidelines. But this time it just was a lot different of an effort because instead of trying to catch up or trying to get ahead on the side, I was having to be in the shot. So it was a little bit different in that way, but it was also different isn't a bad thing. It's more exciting in some ways. So I enjoyed it a lot.
All right. So we're talking about Crude Oil and Drina Byrne, and she happens to be related to me. She's my youngest daughter. she works hard, guys. She gets stuff in. For instance, one of the scenes in Crude Oil, we had 17 boxes of large marshmallows. And I'm thinking, what in the world are we doing with these? And one of the scenes shows that you glued them all together and you created a set where you're sitting at a mirror with a table and everything is covered in marshmallows, including your body.
Right, exactly. So our production designer did a great job using all of those marshmallows. She went ahead and found a dresser and table and spent all night, I think maybe even two nights, actually getting that part of the set ready. And then as far as covering myself in marshmallows, she did that as well. It was a lot of work. And it was also took a lot of patience even just to sit there. So I can't imagine how her hands felt after doing it. But yeah, and the funny thing is that for something so involved, and I can't remember how long that took shoot wise, but it took a large amount of hours. That only shows, you know, for just a little bit within the actual film. So it's interesting, if you think about it that way, how much work goes into each tiny little piece.
So let me ask you then, how did it happen that you were acting it? You didn't think you were going to be acting in it. They needed you.
Right. So that's kind of how it happened. Essentially, it just kind of came together in that way, and it worked out. The cast all worked together well, and we all kind of hit it off well. And knowing Tipper before, it was pretty great and a pretty great experience getting to work with her in that regard because on our other short film, I produced it in that way, but I didn't get to act with her. So
I'm sorry to interrupt you. How did that feel? How did that feel being in front of the camera? Because I know you like to be behind the camera, but sometimes when you get in front, and you've done little stories for me in my career and things, and you've been in little movies for me and that type of thing, but this was different.
Yeah, it was significantly different because I had to play, even though it is a short film, it was quite a large role as far as speaking lines. I've never had that many speaking lines, so it was weird, honestly. It was pretty weird to have to do it, but it was a good weird. It was an exciting weird because I got to make myself try harder or maybe just try in a different way. And any time that there would be a thought in my head that was like, oh, God, what am I doing? What am I trying to what? I don't even know how to do that. I would just try and block it out and keep going. And I guess it paid off.
All right. So Sundance, incredible. When will it premiere?
It will premiere on January 26th. We have four slots.
You excited?
I am excited. It's going to be a blast. And we have a few, like we have the teaser up and we have a few other little pieces up to show beforehand. But once it does premiere, we'll be able to show it again. So we're very excited.
And what is it about, roughly?
It's basically about a girl who is in a friendship that's lasted a long time, and she's learning to break free from that friendship with a very useless superpower.
Okay.
And pretty odd.
Oh, no. That's hilarious. Well, those things, you know, it's great. And you guys, I'm just so proud because I've seen how hard you've worked. Andrina does a lot of videos with Christopher. And so one of them, they needed me. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful. They need me in their video. And I said, okay. And they said, just leave your coat on. So I fixed my hair. I put my makeup on. And so what they wanted me to do was lie down on the driveway. Okay. If that wasn't bad enough, then they put a piece of paper over my face. And the actors were drawing on it. Really? I don't even know. Did I get credit in that film?
Of course you did.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I've been a zombie in another one. I know Christopher's parents were zombies in one of them. It's just incredible. I love it. I just love it. And I love the way you get everybody together to do it. So very, very proud of you. We want to actually be able to, you know, put it on our Facebook pages once it's premiered, and keep our fingers crossed. So we'll get there. Your dad and I will get there to see you. And, you know, I mean, did you ever think this would happen?
No, not at all. Yes, it's been a very beautiful surprise.
All right. So give Jeremy, give Christopher and everybody else big, big tap on the back, and we'll see you guys. Where are we going? Park City, Utah?
Yep.
We'll be there. All right.
All right.
Love
you.
Okay. So it's associate producer Andrina Byrne of this show. She keeps me together. And whether we have marshmallows or not, and I just want you to know, there were like 4 boxes of marshmallows left. Oh, my goodness. So, all right, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
We should probably eat them. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Well, guess what? That wraps up another show, the first one for 2019. Thank you to Katie Connors for getting us on the air, our executive producer, Ed Walker. He is the engineer. Andrina Byrne, our associate producer. We've got Medlock, who is the voice. And, of course, we've got the elders who allow us to use their music. All right, Happy New Year, everybody. Until next week, see ya.
Song. I haven't heard it for way too long. Will you sing? Remember all the words. Meet me at the chorus. You can take a verse. Song that we sing together, sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together, sing that song. Don't worry, I'm right here by your side. I can take you for a ride. We can leave now, there's no use turning back. Look where you're at, think of what you had. Sing that song. Sing together, sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together, sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together, sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together, sing that song.